Hello there, audio booers. We are on Fremont Street with our friend Dale, who's giving us the 2020 view and guide.
The Fremont Hotel, or Fremont Casino.
Thought we'd come inside and get a little air. It's a little warm out there still. Down here by the Golden Nugget Hotel. This is where Angie's mom and stepdad stayed last time they were down here.
We're catty corner from the Nugget.
I'm talking a little funny because I have a big old fat busted lip. I ran into a statue downtown. Or when I was on the regular part of Las Vegas. And there was a statue there on one of the bridges. And I ran right into it and busted my lip. And it's busted good too. So, if I'm talking a little funny, that's the reason why. So, just like every other hotel, we are now in the casino. You can probably hear all the machines.
I had to go inside the Nugget just because, so I can say I was there.
There you go.
Sorry.
So this is considered Lost Vegas because there's a lot of things down here that used to be. Mm-hmm. Sounds like they've modernized it up a little bit, though. These machines sound very similar to the ones we have in our hotel. Used to be that these machines actually had the quarters and stuff. You would actually put quarters in them and they spit quarters out. Sounds like they've done a little modernizing since then. So the Fremont Experience. Went all digital, didn't they? Or modern anyway. Hey, son, they used to have all the quarter machines and change machines, and now they don't have those anymore. This is probably where they get all the reject machines from, the ones up the road. Actually, they all sound the same, really.
Pretty nice in here.
Mm-hmm. It's not that this is as new as the ones we got. The Riviera. A lot of them sound the same from what I can hear of the sounds. Slot machines as far as the eye can see.
Now we're walking by tables.
And now we're going toward the tables. Oh yeah. Lots of chairs and stuff sticking out, so we're walking kind of slow. So that's a big no-no in Las Vegas, you know. You don't bump into anybody's chair.
Yeah.
Or you can keep from it.
That's pretty cool.
Might as well warn you right now, too, since I wasn't expecting a bigger crowd. I do get anxiety attacks at times with super crowded places.
Great.
That's part of what was getting a little crowded out there for me.
Yeah.
It's actually crowded since I've seen Fremont since I've been here.
Well, it is a Friday night, too. That's probably
it. Usually on the weekends, then.
Yeah.
But they've added so much stuff here over the past couple of years.
Yeah.
Last time I was here, they didn't have the zip line, and they had the light show.
It's just fun to walk around.
About 5 minutes.
It's just fun to walk around and see everything.
What about the Four Queens?
Four Queens?
See if they have some of the older stuff still.
I've heard of that one.
I might go in the Nugget while we're here.
Yeah. See, all four of the pool parks right here in this corner, all four of them have the entrances.
See, my parents stayed at the Nugget back in the day.
Yeah.
So I feel like I should go in the Nugget and just to tell her that I was there.
There you go. So you can see you were there.
Say, Mom, I went to the Nugget.
Nice big blast of air conditioning right before you step back outside.
Yeah, it feels good.
And of course, there's a guy out here playing the drum or beating on something. There's a lady dressed up like Hello Kitty out here with a tip bag. So that way, in case you want to get your picture taken with Hello Kitty, you are expected to give a tip. That's different. Which I'm sure violates somebody's copyright, but...
Trash cans.
Oh, that's what he's tapping on, trash cans, okay.
Tall kitchen trash cans.
Yeah.
Now we are.
With a can duct tape to one side and a metal pail duct tape to the other side of it.
Oh, okay. Well, it sounded pretty good. Didn't sound too bad.
Yeah, no, it didn't.
Okay.
For a homemade drum thing, it didn't sound too bad.
This is Four Queens. And we just
know what that was. Here's that guy tapping on the garbage cans. It's not bad. I've heard worse.
And stuff. That's what he's doing.
Very cool. It's pretty fun. Very good, very good. Bravo, bravo. It's like, you want a bravo, put something in the tip jar down here. I ain't doing this just because I like to be hot.
Now where do you guys want to go?
Keep going across here.
Go to Four Winds, I guess. Lots and lots of people down here, but it's all pretty well lit.
It's very well lit.
For a street. So bringing you guys with us again.
Hi, guys.
A little unexpected. We didn't know we'd be down on Fremont Street. Another burst of air conditioning. You can hear that air through there. Airplay hitting the phone there a little bit. Cooling off the iPhone too. And we're now in another casino. Which one is this one? Four Queens.
Four Queens.
Four Queens.
Nugget, right?
Oh, yeah, we'll do that in a little bit. Whenever y'all are ready.
We'll look around this one too.
This is pretty sweet.
Pretty straightforward, just a typical casino, as almost all of these are. I say one thing about these, you've been in one, you've been in them all. There's a familiar Wheel of Fortune sound that you hear everywhere. Lots of commotion, lots of people, lots and lots of sounds. That's a different sound I haven't heard in a casino. I used to know what that bell rang for, but I don't remember now. Some kind of betting thing.
That smells good. It's like soap.
A little air freshener or something like that. Oh, yeah. Lots and lots and lots and lots of money being spent. Very little being made, probably. Excuse me. Very little being made, but probably a lot spent. Some kind of eatery over here to our left. Wow. This place is crowded. This joint is really crowded. Yep, coming up to the tables. Here are the chips. Lots of tables. You know, you don't see very many roulette wheels anymore.
No, not really. I haven't seen very many.
Mm-mm, I don't think we've seen but one since we've been here.
Yeah.
Any roulette wheels?
Oh, yeah.
Better they don't make the old sound like they used to. Maybe they got rid of that.
Yeah, I guess they don't make the sound like they used to.
You don't hear the clicking of the wheel like they used to? Yeah.
But they can't cancel out by someone yet.
That could be. Everything else has just got so much louder you can't hear them anymore. Roulette, I've heard that was a game for suckers. Never played it myself, but that's what I've heard. Rigged dice and all that sort of thing. That's supposed to be illegal, but, you know, so is a lot of other things. They'll carve the corner off on a particular dice to make it not level anymore. That way when they roll it, the odds on it falling a certain way are increased.